a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back into the Jazz Notes Podcast. I'm Cleon Wall, one of your hosts of the Jazz Notes Podcast. I appreciate you joining us. We love bringing the Jazz Notes Podcast to you, and we love bringing everything about the Utah Jazz from KSLSports.com to you also. And we're going to have all kinds of coverage coming up on Monday for Media Day, so make sure you tune into that. But we appreciate you downloading, subscribing, and listening to the podcast. I almost went a whole week without doing the podcast as I was in Southern California with the family. Ugh. Loved it. Loved the weather. Didn't love the traffic. That was a nightmare to drive around. But you know when you go to the beach and you boogie board for a while and you just hang out there right on the sand? Yeah, you forget about the traffic. Anyway, speaking of Southern California, the next installment of five questions about the 10 most interesting teams in the West, you know, other than the Utah Jazz, we're going to focus on the LA Clippers. You know these guys. Well, a couple of new ones, Kawhi, Paul George, Pat Beverly, Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell. Of course, those last three guys played on the team last year. The team has great players and great personality, at least great personality on the court. So I spoke with Southern California News Group Clippers reporter Miriam Swanson about the Clips, and my first question focused on the two Southern California guys who returned home to play for the franchise that no one expected them to be on just a few years ago. On opening night, are we going to see Kawhi Leonard and Paul George in the lineup against the Lakers? I think that's what a lot of people want to see. It's going to be on, the game's going to be on national TV. I think they want to see that, but is that a reality, especially since Paul George has had some health issues and we know the history with Kawhi Leonard too?
Yeah. I don't know that I would bet the farm that that's going to happen. I mean, obviously I like everybody else, would love to see that. But yeah, I mean, Paul George is coming off of a couple of summertime shoulder surgeries, and he looks good playing around on Instagram, but I'm not 100% sure that he's going to be ready for tip off on day one. Although we don't know that he won't be either, so I wish I had a a confirmation one way or the other, but it's possible that he won't be, but we're hoping that he might.
Is the team accepting the hype as the favorites in the West right now?
I think so. I think they're all about it. From what I can tell from, what the guys have posted and what Steve Ballmer and Doc and Kawhi and Paul George all had to say at their introductory press conference, I think they know what they have put together and the potential of this group. And, like Jerry West said, that there's never been a duo quite like this duo. I mean, from all the great duos in the history of basketball. So, they know what's at stake, and they know what they are capable of, and they know that they're here in LA, and there's another team down the hall that is also pretty stout, and what that means as far as hype goes. And I think this is what the Clippers had in mind the whole last year and the years leading up to it. So I think they're going to embrace it. And, obviously Kawhi goes and does what Kawhi does wherever he goes. But I think guys like Lou Williams and Pat Beverly will definitely embrace this sort of notoriety and and all the hype that comes with it, and have a lot of fun with it.
I think the one thing I liked about the Clippers this past year is because they were that underdog team that kind of surpassed all expectations, played well against the Warriors. No one expected them to beat the Warriors in the playoffs, but played well against the Warriors. You loved seeing Lou Williams come in, and he was running the pick and roll with Montrezl Harrell. It was a lot of fun to see. It was fun seeing Patrick Beverley play stout defense. Are we going to see Sweet Lou at the end of games with Montrez, or will he be supplanted? Because you do have the big two that's coming in. Are we going to see a lot less of Lou Williams coming up this season?
I think that we will see less. I don't know that we won't see that at all anymore, because Lou is pretty magical in those moments. And I think Paul George and Kawhi are the types of guys who will, you know, let their teammates shine. But then again, if you have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on your team, they're superstars for a reason, and they've proven it time and time again. So, you know, there's some pretty good end-game closer options for Doc Rivers. I mean, Lou was definitely the closer last year, but these Kawhi and PG guys are pretty good too. So it will be different, and will feel different, and I'm curious to see how, you know, it goes in those leg game moments. And, you know, if you know, before it was like Lou and Trez kind of did their, you know, had their pack, their 1-2 punch, and they were really hard to stop. And, you know, but it's a little different now, because, you know, when you got Kawhi Leonard, he's kind of the ultimate closer, as we've seen recently.
Just a real quick aside to that, do those guys, you talked about Lou saying, I'd love to have these guys come in. Do they look at it more of a, hey, you know what, we can really kind of benefit from these guys, instead of these guys are going to take something away from us, because these guys bring something that maybe we didn't have this past year? So is that how they're kind of looking at it right now? Not only are they title contenders and could go to the NBA Finals, but it's a, you know what, my game could really improve by playing next to these guys.
I think so. I think that it being Kawhi and Paul Leonard who've come in and had a reputation of being, you know, kind of really like nose to the grindstone, hardworking, not crazy egomaniacs as far as, you know, basketball teammates go. You know, Pat like was consistent last year, and Lou was consistent, but, you know, those that they are not going to change, and they're going to keep playing how they play regardless of what superstar joined them, whether it was last year at a trade deadline or going forward. And that they were going to treat the locker room the same way that they did last year, and that the new guys would, you know, fit in with that. And I think they have guys, they found superstars who do fit in with that. So in theory, I think they could still kind of have that same sort of swagger and that same sort of, you know, kind of hardworking playground type, you know, not really glitz and glamour, more just kind of go at them and play hard kind of group. But, you know, they are superstars in the building now, in the locker room now. So it will, I'm very interested to see what the dynamic feels like this year as compared to last year. I mean, Pat Beverley has a really big presence in there, and he, you know, has a big personality, and a strong personality. So I don't imagine that's changing for anybody, but I'm curious to see like sort of just what the dynamic will be going forward. But I think these guys expect to sort of play with the same chip that they played with before, and that it will all sort of coalesce, and everyone will be better for it.
Miriam, who's the starting center for this team? I mean, you look up and down the roster, you only have two listed centers on this whole entire team. Who's going to be the starting center? Is that center even going to see the end of the game, or is it going to be wings galore for most of this season?
I think you're head in the right direction with that. I think Zubats is going to be the starter, much like he was a lot of the time last year. When closing time comes, you just kind of throw all these crazy wings at the guy, you know, and I guess maybe run some pick and rolls with Trez. I think they, you know, they invested in Zubats this offseason. They were really, really high on him last year. I think they really believe in him and his potential, and they're going to give him a chance to really grow his game this year. And he's a hardworking, smart kid, so, you know, he fits in with that as well. So I think he's going to have opportunity to start and to kind of develop alongside these guys, you know, speaking of, you know, benefiting from, you know, having some pretty good wings to distract folks. I would bet that he'll start and that Trez and Lou will continue to play together. And then when it comes down to crunch time, you're going to see some wings flying up and down.
All right, I've already asked you five questions, but we're going to go into overtime here. One extra quick question, and that is, will the Clippers be the number one seed at the end of the season? Earlier this summer, I came out and I said, I'm not sure they're going to be the number one seed. I could be wrong. They might be the number two seed, but I favor them still going to the finals, even if they are the number two seed in the Western Conference. I kind of gave it to Denver just because of who they have on their team and how it's kind of coalescing and things like that, and the Clippers still have to figure that out. But do you think they're going to be the number one seed by the end of the season?
Was it Kobe on Kimmel the other day saying it all depends on health and injuries and, you know, the ultimate cop-out? The West is so stacked. You know, Utah's gotten better. Denver, you know, has that chemistry that they've had, and they only got better. The Lakers are pretty good, too. And then obviously the Clippers are here, but how healthy are they going to be? The idea is that they're that Kawhi wants to, you know, not do too much load management this year. So, in theory, that's good. But, you know, we'll see how healthy these dudes stay. If they're not healthy all season, like how much will that affect where they end up seated? They certainly could be, and Clipper fans are expecting them to be. I wouldn't bet, you know, the house on it. Because just the West is just crazy intense and going to be so much fun to watch.
Yeah, it is.
Including Elman, who's also Houston, and, you know, they're going to be very interesting, and, you know, we'll see.
Mariam, thanks a lot for your time. We can't wait for you to come up to Salt. In fact, you're going to come up to Salt Lake early in the season. Second game of the season, I think you're going to be, or third game of the season, excuse me, coming up to Salt Lake. So, yeah, it should be fun to have you up here and see how Kawhi and the guys do against the Jazz.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun season. No matter what happens, which way it goes, it's going to be super interesting and a brand new chapter in Clipperdom. So it'll be cool.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll get to see you when you come up here. Thanks a lot for spending some time with me.
Of course. Thank you so much for the call and the invite.
I still say as long as they stay healthy and come together, I think the Clippers will be the Western Conference representative in the NBA Finals. Okay, next week, a little bit of a left turn. We talked about the Nuggets and the Clippers, two of the top teams in the NBA Western Conference. Next, we're going to talk about the Sacramento Kings. Not really thought of as a playoff team, but I still think very interesting. And I want to know if they're for real and if they could actually sneak into the playoffs. So that'll be coming up next week. Again, thanks for listening to Jazz Notes Podcast. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.